DW. The village of Lokolama lies secluded in the middle of the Congo rainforest, overgrown by plants and trees. The only way to get here from the nearest town is via a barely accessible bumpy road. But despite its isolation, Lokolama has achieved some fame. Interest in the area has grown since the recent discovery of peat bogs in the village's surrounds, and they're thought to be the largest in the world. Village chief Bosulu Ibuka pokes a stick into the bog. During the rainy season, it looks more like a shallow lake, a lake made up of a very unique substance.
The peat bog is very important because it stores carbon. I went out with the researchers. They discovered just how big and how deep the bog is here.
The massive bog covers a total of almost 150,000 square kilometres, an area larger than Austria and Switzerland combined, or twice as big as Lake Victoria. In some sections, the bog is more than 5 metres deep, and it stores more than 30 billion tonnes of carbon. That means that if the swamps were to dry up, freeing the trapped carbon, huge amounts of carbon dioxide would be released, explains Serge Nguatu of the environmental organisation Greenpeace.
The carbon that this peat bog could send into the atmosphere is equivalent to 3 years of the entire world's CO2 emissions. So this bog is helping to control climate change.
Greenpeace has been working with the villagers for the past 3 years to preserve the peatlands. Together, they brokered an agreement with the Congolese government that allows the locals to manage the rainforest themselves and, in turn, protect the bog. Around 100 kilometres away, at Lake Tumba, it's a vastly different scene. At the lake, an excavator stacks dozens of tree trunks in a pile. From here, they're loaded onto ships and transported along the Congo River to the DRC's capital, Kinshasa. Etienne Kasaraka watches on with anger in his eyes. He leads an organisation that works to protect the rainforest and the people who live in it.
We have a case here of two companies which we believe are acting illegally because they obtained logging contracts despite the fact that it would violate the moratorium.
Issuing logging licenses in the Democratic Republic of the Congo has actually been prohibited since 2002. A new framework law was developed together with the World Bank, but René Ngongo, foremost expert on the rainforest, says that hasn't stopped the Congolese government pushing ahead with unsustainable logging and overexploitation. The biologist and ecologist received the Alternative Nobel Peace Prize in 2009 for his commitment to forest conservation. He's been warning for decades that destroying nature would have unforeseeable consequences. And now, with the discovery of the peat bog, the stakes are even higher, he says.
C'est une bombe que nous avons sous nos forêts. Si par malheur, nous commençons à exploiter ces...
We have a time bomb beneath our forest. If this peat bog isn't protected, it will drive climate change. We must sound the alarm. The government doesn't have a sufficient plan to save the peatlands.
Pour planifier la préservation de ces tourbières.
Lokolama, the small village in the rainforest, is an exception. There's been a lot of discussion since the residents made a deal with the government to look after the area. The plan is for one section of the forest to remain completely untouched, while they continue to use another part for hunting, fishing and farming, as they were doing before. Village chief Bosulu Ibuka says he thinks about the future of his 14 children.
We want to preserve the forest for future generations. If we destroy it today, our children will have nothing in order to survive tomorrow.
DW.